You know, we executed a little bit better, obviously. You know, they had some new wrinkles, as we thought they would, kind of coming out of the bye week. They have a, you know, a smart defensive coordinator. You know, our guys did a great job of adjusting. Our coaches did some great adjustments at halftime. We came out and executed at a high level and scored points when you do that.
How much did some of those early runs help?
I told those guys, man, late in the game, you know, kind of when it was in hand after Slay had that pick, I told our backs and our guys up front, man, they kept us in it in the first half. You know, we were having to adjust to some different looks in the passing game and some different coverages that we didn't expect to see. You know, being able to hand the ball off and get 20 and 10 and 20 and 10, whatever it was, man, and get points out of those drives was huge. So it was, you know, leaning on that run game early was, you know, great for us.
What were you thinking early in the game? You get sacked, go pick, you're down 10-0 to the Browns.
Played a lot of football in my life, man. Had a lot of bad situations. I knew that there was a whole lot more time left than sometimes when that happens to me at other times, you know. Lots of times I'm down 10 with a whole lot less time left than that. So a lot of football to be played. We had to make some adjustments. Once we made some adjustments, you know, we went out there and played a whole lot better.
Can you walk us through what you saw?
Yeah, just man-to-man coverage across the board. They were trying to bring a little, you know, man pressure up the middle. Not a whole lot of help from the post safety on Ebron's side of the ball, and he ran a nice route. And just I threw like a punt, man. That thing was not spinning real pretty, but I ended up in a good spot, so. Yeah, I mean, I was going there. You know, sometimes they play a different coverage. Maybe you got to work through a little bit of a progression here or there. But, you know, I was going to give Ebron a chance to go for it and be aggressive. And, you know, great call by Jim Bob to be aggressive there and sell him something at the sticks and keep moving. And, you know, Eric did a great job of catching it.
That's a question. Two plays. One, the interception early on.
Yep. Yeah, the first one was just trying to burn it. You know, I saw Golden get hammered right as he's trying to come across the middle, and I had a little bit of you know, pressure in my face. I really wish I would have just slid left and bought a little bit of time. You know, it's a poor pocket movement for me. I kind of just sat there, and usually I'm better than that. So I wish I would have moved left and kind of bought our guys a little bit more time. Eric had a little bit of a one-on-one going, so I wish I could have done better there. And obviously can't turn the ball over. I got to make sure if I'm burning it, it's got to hit the ground. And the second one, the touchdown to Golden, you know, this guy, their defensive coordinator, has every blitz in the book. He showed an 8-up threat, you know, from a split mug, kind of the look that we got there a couple times this year, and really hadn't brought anything too big pressure-wise. I just had a feeling and got to a check, and our guys executed well, and he scored. Oh, he's been great. You know, he has a great feel for the middle of the field. He does a good job in man coverage and zone, kind of feeling his way through there. And like you said, I mean, I threw him a crossing route today. He made a catch and came underneath the safety and got another 10 or 15. You know, he's extremely valuable in that regard. And we had some other guys step up and play well too. Kenny, you know, coming back and having two nice catches, or I think it was two, maybe he had another one. But, you know, big one down the sideline kind of got us going, a little shot in the arm and you know, so we had contributions from everybody. You know, Marv even had a, you know, nice catch and run on a ball that was an 8-yard completion, turns into 22 or something. That's what you got to have against a team, you know, that's going to play soft like Cleveland was.
We'd like to have the lineup, you know, you thought maybe in early June with Decker left tackle and Galladay out there as an option at times.
Oh, it was great. You know, it was good to see Deck get some action again. I know he's been, you know, working extremely hard to be back. He wants to be out there and you know, just happy for him. I know he probably felt rusty out there, but I'm sure it was good for him to get his feet underneath and play a game against a shoot. I mean, that guy's built like a horse. I mean, 6'4", 275, and runs wide receiver speed. I don't want to have to block him. It's better Deck than me, but it was good for him to be out there and, you know, get some playing time. Yeah, you know, similar type situation in the fact that he's been working hard to get back, and, you know, he's an added element to our offense. And when we have, you know, a full complement of guys, you know, I feel like we're tough to defend if we execute. And, you know, anybody on any given day can hurt you, and today was no different.
A couple more for Matthew. Compared to the last two seasons, you're definitely taking more shot plays this year. How much does that add to the passing game when you can unleash those plays down the field?
Yeah, explosives lead to points in this league. You look at it today, probably not our most efficient day, but man, we had some big explosives, and those lead to points. You know, it's you know, were we perfect? No. You know, were we great on third down? I don't know the numbers, but it didn't seem like it was great. And but we had big plays, and you know, big plays in the run game. And I handed it off, got 20, I think, twice in the first half. That's big time. You know, some big plays in the passing game, and those help you, you know, put points on the scoreboard, which is at the end of the day, we're all trying to do. And you know, so it was nice for us to connect on some of those shots and make them count. I don't know. I'm trying to improve every week I go out there my entire game. And I'm not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to turn the ball over. Try not to, but it's going to happen. It's the NFL. I'm going to have poor pocket movement. I'm going to do some things within a game that, you know, I can focus on moving forward. But just trying to build on some of the positives. And we've been hitting some of those plays and try to continue to.